First, for the officers that are in Aledo, they sincerely appreciate it because the council is showing how much they support them. And they were unanimous in making this decision to raise their wages. As far as like, you know, other agencies and stuff like that out there, I am hearing feedback about it on some of the local agencies and the need to try to bring their wages up so they don't lose good people from their departments. Like I said before in the council meetings, the wages aren't everything. Like, normally police candidates get involved in their city to make a difference, and you know, the wages aren't the most important thing, but at the end of the day, they got to feed their family. So this is really important for us and our ability to recruit and retain good people moving forward.
Now, where are you at staffing-wise in terms of, as we talk to you here in the latter portion of August?
So we have four full-time, one in the academy, be out Monday. He's considered full-time also, so five. Our full strength is eight, so we're missing three full-time people. We have one part-time, and normally we have up to three part-time. So we'd like to get two part-time and a couple more full-time.
Did you have some applications in the pipeline so far?
One so far. You know, but like, I waited until this was cemented, and now it's up to me to go around and recruit, and I plan on doing that. And I'm also looking at, you know, other departments and the officers in those departments and the level of experience they could bring to Aledo.